Take your pay and go. I want to give the one who was hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you so envious because I am generous? So the last will be first, and the first will be last. Matthew chapter 20, verses 14 through 16. That's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Today's passage. It's a conclusion of a story Jesus told about a man who was hired, who hired some workers. These workers went out early in the morning and to start tending his vineyard. Around 9 a.m., he hired some to join them. And then he hired additional workers at noon and then some more workers at 3 p.m. And then at 5 p.m., he brought on one more group 1 hour before quitting time. When the men lined up for their pay, the owner of the vineyard gave each worker the same amount. The men who had worked all day were not pleased. The landowner said, "Friend, am I unfair to you? Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Then take your pay and go." The point of Jesus' story is not about a vineyard, workers, or frustration and wages. Jesus told the story to teach us about the free gift of grace. Those of us who have been believers for some time can start to feel like we deserve what God gives us. We deserve His grace. But grace is a free gift that cannot be earned. Grace is the basis of salvation for those who serve Jesus for 40 years or the person who turns to Christ with their last breath. Thank God His grace is not fair. Father, thank you for your grace. Thank you that grace is not based on what I do. Thank you that grace is not fair. Forgive me for feeling that I deserve your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. If we can pray for you here at The Journey, please send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.